We've been focusing a lot this morning about the story of the shepherds. And like Richard said, these were just ordinary guys, going about their daily lives. And suddenly their life was interrupted by the presence of God coming upon them. And today, and even this morning, I want us to somehow be interrupted in the same way, with the presence of God, and allow God to speak to us. In the reading that Richard read out of Luke chapter 8, where we heard about the story of the shepherds, there's two verses there that really stood out to me, and I just want to focus on those two verses, if you could put them up, Helen. And it says, "Don't be afraid. I bring you good news that will bring great joy to all people. The Saviour, yes, the Messiah, the Lord, has been born today in Bethlehem, the city of David." Started, "Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid." There's all sorts of things that's happened, even this year, that have caused quite a few people really to be afraid. There was that whole incident, wasn't there, in Paris. And people are afraid of terrorism. And when that incident happened in Paris, it turns out that lots and lots of people decided they weren't going to travel into London, or they weren't going to travel into the big cities, because they were afraid that the same might happen in those cities where they were. So they stayed away for a while. People were afraid. There's a whole thing about jobs and job security. Now, I guess today things are probably better than they've been, in many years. But people are still frightened of losing their job. Frightened about, if they lose their job, how am I going to pay my bills? How am I going to pay my mortgage? How am I going to look after my family? Only recently, one of the largest steel mills up north was closed, and all those people lost their job. Only this week just gone, the last coal mine in the UK was closed, and all those people now are out of work, and people are frightened of losing their jobs. Our hearts have to go out, don't they, to all those people up in Cumbria when those storms hit that area, and loads of people have had their houses just wrecked. But what really hurt me was when I was watching the news, and there were some people there who for many, many years, 20 odd years I think in some cases, some of those people had built their livelihood. Their entire business over 20 odd years was established there, and in one night was just completely wrecked. And you saw the desperation in their voices and in their tears, and they just, it was the helplessness. They didn't know what they were going to do, and they were frightened for the future. And the thing is, a lot of these incidents, they completely come out of the blue. You're just not ready for them. They're surprised. Even for myself, I will never forget being at home one afternoon. I'd been into hospital and had an operation, and I'd come home, and I was just convalescing at home, and I had a phone call. And on that phone call, the doctor at the other end said, "Richard, we found cancer." And nobody prepares you for a phone call like that. And what do we do? How do we respond to these things that come into our lives so suddenly that can cause fear, upon us? Well, in this story, we have the shepherds. And they were doing what they always did. They were looking after their sheep. And suddenly these angels appeared. First one angel, and then loads of angels. And, I want us to make sure that we get a proper picture of this. And it's like Richard said, we're so used to looking at the Christmas cards, and we're so used to watching nativity plays and little stories. And it's all so cute, and it's all so nice. Ah, these beautiful sheep and the children with their tea towels on their heads. And, we get this picture of this lovely, cute scene with the shepherds out there and the angel. But, I really believe those shepherds were absolutely scared to death. These were uneducated, ordinary shepherds just doing their job, and some incredible cosmic event happens in the skies, and they wouldn't have had a clue what's happening, and they were frightened. What did they do when this happened? Well, they stopped what they were doing, and they focused on these angels, and they listened to what they had to say. And when the angels had spoken, they responded to what they had said. And what was it the angels had brought? What was it the angels were saying to these shepherds? Well, it was good news. The Bible says it was good news. Now, you know, I just picked out three examples of stuff that happened this year. And yet you wouldn't call any of those things good news, would you? I mean, they're pretty bad news. In fact, when you listen to the news generally, you know, it's nearly always bad. It seems like it's only bad events make the news. But the Christmas message is a message of good news. It's really good news. But it's not like good news the world gives. Now, the world gives good news. We use a word called ephemeral. It's a very complicated word, you know, but ephemeral means it's kind of here today and gone tomorrow. It just doesn't last. It's the kind of news that makes us happy for a bit, but, you know, as soon as bad things happen again, you know, you feel sad. But this good news, the good news of Christmas, it said it brings joy to all people. Now, I talk about this a lot at church, the difference between joy and happiness. Sometimes people think it's exactly the same, happiness and joy, you know, but it's not the same. Happiness is generally dependent on things that happen around you. So when nice things happen, like you get sweets, you feel happy. You know, you need people celebrating their birthdays, you feel happy. And, you know, you get a new job, you feel happy. You get a pay increase, you feel happy. These are fantastic things. But then when suddenly bad things happen, that happiness just really quickly disappears, because happiness is dependent on the things that go on around you. Joy, on the other hand, and it's joy that we're talking about in this story, joy, the good news of Christmas, of Jesus, joy is something that you have on the inside. And it is totally, totally independent of what's going on around you. So when I received that phone call a few years ago, when I received that phone call from the doctor, said, "Richard, we found cancer," do you know what I did? Well, I was shocked. There's no question I was shocked, I was surprised. You know, you can't be ready for something like that. I went outside of my house. I live by some fields just around the corner. And I walked along those fields. And I just prayed to God. And I thanked him and I worshipped him and I praised him. And I built myself up on the inside. Why could I do that? Because I carry something in me that gives me joy, irrespective of the kind of circumstances that are happening around me. So what is this good news of Christmas? And why do we call it good news? Why is it good? Well, again, the answer is in that verse. It says, a saviour is born today. A saviour. You know, Christmas is not really just about the baby Jesus and the shepherds and the sheep and the kings and all this kind of stuff. And as lovely as it is, and I'm not knocking nativity plays, I love nativity plays. I go and watch them all. I love them. And I go, oh, isn't that sweet? But, you know, Christmas isn't about the baby Jesus. Christmas is about the Saviour, Jesus. Jesus has come to save. He's come to save. Now, the Jews in that time, they thought that Jesus had come to save them from the Roman Empire. Now, it was a tough time during Jesus' time. You know, the whole of the Jewish nation were under occupied rule of the Romans, and it wasn't easy for them. And so when they said, you know, Jesus, the Messiah, the Saviour has come, they thought this guy was going to come and give them victory over the Romans. But Jesus wanted to give them a much greater victory than victory over the Romans. Jesus wanted to give them victory over their own lives, their own very, everything that goes on around them, to give them, to put something inside of them that was going to actually save them. You know, the politicians today, they come under a lot of stick, don't they, politicians? We all have a good moan at politicians, don't we? They do try hard. To a degree, they have some success in many of the things they do. But, you know, in the end, no matter how hard the politicians try to save our world, to save our climate, to save our jobs and all these things, in the end, you know, it all fails because we're not addressing the root problem. You know, Jesus came to save us. You know, and if you want freedom, if you want to be saved, you know, from, you know, job insecurity, you know, if you want to find security, you'll find security in Jesus. You know, if you're struggling with finances, the answer to your finances is Jesus. If you're struggling with health or depression, the answer to your health or your depression is Jesus. If you're fearful of life, if you feel like you've just got no hope, you don't know where your life is going, the answer is not politics and all these other things. The answer is Jesus. Jesus, the Saviour, is born today. And he is the only one who can really make a difference to all the things we find around us. But most importantly, Jesus is the only one who can make a difference deep in your heart to give you the joy that this good news promises us. So I just want to encourage us really to close. This Christmas, you know, in the busyness of your life, in the busyness of preparing for Christmas, and maybe for some of you, you know, if you're going through difficulties or trials or stuff's happened in your life and it's making you sad, you know, in the midst of all of this, I want to encourage you, allow Jesus to interrupt what you're doing at this time. Let him interrupt you. Just stop for a moment. Just stop what you're doing and pay attention to what Christmas is really, really, really all about. It's lovely, the babies and the sheep and all these things and the presents and the food. But Christmas is really all about today a Saviour. A Saviour. A Saviour is born. A Saviour for you. A Saviour who can put joy into your heart no matter what you are going through. Let Jesus today interrupt your life.